UNCON, or more properly, an Article 5 Constitutional Convention. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. Radio and TV hosts such as Mark Levin and Sean Hannity have been talking about this for some time. An Article 5 Constitutional Convention, which can be used to create new amendments to the U.S. Constitution. New amendments that could be used to force Washington to balance the U.S. budget and would require responsiveness to the people. But is an Article 5 CONCON really the answer? Or is there a reason for Americans who consider themselves to be liberty-minded and constitutionalists to be very wary about this idea? I believe there is. I'll tell you why right after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the American people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No. The real fight in America is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories that the national media simply won't touch. From the National Defense Authorization Act and indefinite detention, to nullification, drone strikes, the militarization of police and crony capitalism. We're not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com. It's where humanity is greater than politics. The idea that Article 5 Constitutional Convention sure is exciting. But is it also dangerous? Well, it certainly could be. The real danger for liberty-minded Americans is that the current climate among lawmakers, both on the national and the state level, is a climate that has very little regard for personal, individual, and natural rights. Take, for instance, all that's gone on in our nation for the past 12 years since September 11, 2001. Fourth Amendment due process rights have been suspended by Congress. The executive branch claims it has the power to indefinitely detain U.S. citizens until the end of the war on terror. And speaking of war, Congress hasn't had a constitutionally declared war since World War II. The Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is infringed more and more daily. So here's the big question. If an Article 5 Constitutional Convention is held, what will it do to force Congress and the President to obey the Constitution when they're not obeying it now? The other danger, what happens if new amendments are added to attempt to strip constitutional rights that currently exist? For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com. That's BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Shall not be in French, shall not be in French, shall not be in French.
Shall not be in French. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
Kicking off the week on a Monday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. This portion of the show brought to you by Civil Dispatch. Civil Dispatch is a protocol. You're going to set it up on your computer. It's coming to your mobile phone via text. And with this, you could set up every facet of your day, but what separates Civil Dispatch from the rest of the herd is what they do unbidden, based on your locale. They're going to let you know about the things that you can't schedule, that you can't even possibly imagine. Terrorist attack, flash flood, tornado, earthquake, doesn't matter. You're going to find out about it. In fact, you're going to be the first to know. With four built-in sets of redundancy, there's no way you do not get this information. This is truly peace through preparedness. Check them out at civildispatch.com. And let's not forget the Battle Comp promo. For those of you out there that own an AR, an AK, some 30 caliber rifle or something, if you want to get a Battle Comp, here's how you can do it. Go make a $100 tax-deductible donation to the Brian Terry Foundation. Email that to me at bill@lockandloadradio.com. I will, along with your address and which battle comp you're looking for, which you can find those out at battlecomp.com. Then I forward that to John at Battle Comp, and then coming to you, you will get a new Battle Comp. Minimum value, $159, which amounts to free for you at the end of the day. And it's going to have my logo and not theirs. There's 20 of those left. This is a piece of kit that you can add to your weapon that will truly change the firing characteristic of that weapon. 20. And I won't have one of those. My Battle Comp still works, so I don't need to replace them just because they have my logo on them. You know, there was a time in our history when if there was a crime being committed, the whole of the citizenry would rise up, law enforcement, to fight it. I saw a video from the Eureka Springs, Arkansas City Council meeting where they seem to be a little hostile towards the armed people there. And it hasn't always been that way. Now, I can think of two examples that are fairly well known when it comes to the citizenry rising to stop a crime. I do like that name. The first one that was immortalized in the Long Riders, the movie with the Carradine brothers, and there was a whole bunch of the Guest brothers were in it. Who was the other brothers? The Keach brothers. They decided to pull off a bank robbery in Northfield, Minnesota in 1876. And everybody was waiting for them when they came out. Everybody was waiting for them. One bank clerk was murdered. One townsman There was a lot of Scandinavian immigrants in Minnesota at the time. One immigrant who did not understand shattered warnings, he was killed in the crossfire. Two of the Cole Younger gang were killed in the robbery attempt, and two others seriously wounded who they caught them. I think they caught the whole of the Younger contingent. That was pretty famous, but, you know, that was during the Wild West. You know, and everybody, well, you know, that's the way they did things in the Wild West. Okay, let's go 46 years later. In 1922. In Eureka Springs, Arkansas. Arguably a more modern time. Good morning, Bang Switch. That's some name. This coming from the Wichita Eagle, which was the newspaper, the contemporary newspaper at that time. Five bandits robbed a bank the other day and thought things were going about as usual, but just as they headed for their car at the curb, in the customary manner, they suddenly realized they had made a huge mistake. They were in Arkansas. No helpless crowd of hopeless citizens stood agape while the dashing bandits sailed right out of their ken like a meteor on a starry night. That's not the way they do it in Arkansas. Two pedestrians on the way to visit a sick friend saw what was going on and stepped inside the Hank door in time to open the battle with a few well-directed bullets toward the bandits' vital organs. A lawyer in an office overhead said to his client, "Excuse me a moment, please," stepped to a front window and put a half dozen bullets where they would do the most good. A dentist asked his patient to keep open wide, please, just one moment, and rested his rifle on the windowsill long enough to make sure at least one of the bandits would fail to leave town that day. Now, this is all coming from the newspaper, okay? Because this next one, I sort of was scratching my head at. A schoolboy, hustling home to lunch, whipped out his automatic and joined the attack. Now the merchants began issuing from the lunch counters in their kitchens. Each individual had his pistol spitting fire and steel as soon as he came within range, and not an innocent bystander was scratched. No wild shooting down at Eureka Springs. Needless to add, not one of the five bandits got away, and all the money, $70,000, was carried back into the bank. Now, later accounts would differ a little bit. Schoolboy one is a little bit suspect to me, but I wasn't around in 1922. I don't know where the norms were. There was a silent alarm that was pressed in the bank. Alert citizens did indeed see what was happening, and they disabled the getaway car by shooting at it. The town constable went sort of tactical on them and flanked them and took one out with a headshot. One citizen grabbed his .38, assumed a supported kneeling position, and took out the robber who was providing covering fire for the ones that were trying to get back in the bank. Hostages dropped flat in the street as the robbers tried to run for cover. In this modern version of the Northfield, Minnesota raid, in spite of dozens of shots being fired by numerous townspeople, not one innocent person was hit. One hostage suffered some powder burns. The bank robbers were hit numerous times. Two of them died in a few minutes. One took 4 days to expire with over a dozen bullet wounds. The remaining two outlaws survived serious wounds and were sentenced to the state penitentiary. The shootout in Eureka Springs sort of puts the lie to the idea that armed citizens simply fire wildly in a gunfight. You know, like they said would happen in Aurora or anywhere. Dozens of shots fired, and the only people hit were the outlaws. Not quite like what happened in L.A. In L.A., over 100 shots were fired. The intended target was only hit twice, and it was in the incorrect target. They did, however, kill many cars. The next time somebody comes out at you and says, you know, it'd be chaos and, you know, bodies, all the innocent bystanders killed in the crossfire. That's not the way it would really happen. That's not the way it would really happen. I know that's a hard argument sometimes. Good, you know, there's not that many illustrated examples because we exist with the mainstream media. They're not going to put that out there. But guess what? Armed citizens, you guys are pretty good. Pretty deadly. Not eight dozen, a dozen. One dozen. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. Modern patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at adamsarms.net. Adams Arms, precision technology for the modern warrior.
Hi, Sandra Anderson here. How can you help Republic Broadcasting to win $20,000 at no cost to you and enter a chance to win $50,000? Download my Keller Williams app, Sweepstakes. If you have an iPhone, Android, or iPad mobile device, you can enter. You may not know me and are asking, how is this going to benefit RBN? Well, if I win the competition, I'm going to donate the $20,000 to Republic Broadcasting Network. See, John and I started Republic Broadcasting in 2004. Yes, I'm the wife, and I am a realtor with Keller Williams Realty. Here's all you do. Go to RBN's homepage at republicbroadcasting.org and look under RBN Updates and follow the directions. Tell your friends, it only take a minute of your time, and I would appreciate the support greatly, and so will you if you win the $50,000. The sweepstakes ends March 31st, and I know we can win this with your participation.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all. Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
Now, more pounding from the blunt object.
And welcome back. On a Monday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. You ever sit back and think about the difference in attitude towards the Second Amendment when you're comparing most of the Northeast, Maryland, to a lesser degree now, Illinois, although I still think they're very anti-gun. California, Colorado. And primarily, you know, I think I need to take California and Colorado off that list. because it's obvious California is changing. And Colorado reacted quite vociferously to their new laws. So let's take them off the list, and let's just talk about the Northeastern sort of mindset that goes along with the Second Amendment in the Northeast. With just about any other thing out there, you can go somewhere like New York or New England or something like that and probably find something good to talk about. If you go to like a coffee shop, I love their coffee. I do too. And you can be old buddies very shortly if you just invest a little bit of time. But that's until you bring up the G-U-N. What do you do for a hobby? I like to play golf. What about you? I shoot. What? And this is when you might encounter the attitude of the everyday Northeastern left-wing liberal at that point. They do not get gun owners. And not only that, their condescension is obvious, and they will probably sneer at you for being that low on the pecking order. The attitude they have for gun owners was revealed recently by Media Matters alum, Oliver Willis, after he had a discussion about guns in the state of Maryland, for which he was reminded that despite stringent gun laws, Baltimore remains one of the most dangerous cities in the United States. He sent this out via Twitter. No, out of touch with the average Maryland voter who isn't some gun nut compensating for something missing. Compensation, you see. If you own a lot of guns, ladies or gentlemen, the only logical explanation is that you have something that you're compensating for, something you feel diminished in. I forgot about New Jersey, but that's a whole, that whole Northeastern thing. Now, typically, the other thing about the Northeasterners is they just presume that most gun owners are men, and that's where they're compensating for. So I don't really know how that applies to you ladies. And this a gentleman asked this same guy, Oliver Willis, how he would answer this rhetorical question. And he answered, no, with women, it's the endless ads in gun magazines telling them that some scary black guy is about to rape them. See, so let's sum this, let's recap this now, just so we stay on the same page. If you're a guy and you own a lot of guns, in the Northeastern left-wing liberal mindset, you are compensating for something that you'd rather not have the subject brought up. And if you're women, well, one day you just happen to walk past a magazine rack, maybe you picked up an issue of Guns and Ammo, and you came across an ad from Smith & Wesson that implies you should buy one of their guns. Otherwise, some scary black guy is going to rape you. And those ads are endless, according to the Northeastern mindset. When asked to offer evidence of those endless ads, he never did. He couldn't because he was, well, he was, his cup runneth over with it. Let's just put it that way. Let's pretend for just a moment. And if you read a gun magazine, let's pretend for just a moment you're in that gun magazine one day and you see this ad for a gun with a woman cowering in the corner about to be raped by some black guy unless they buy the Smith & Wesson or Springfield or Glock gun. If those ads actually existed, that would be replayed and talked about at least on NBC from sunup to sundown for 24/7 for a month. Media Matters themselves would have done everything they could to associate that ad with the NRA, which for some reason is the generic gun rights place. It would be fodder, cannon fodder, for every left-wing publication that's on the Internet. Since we don't see that, apparently those ads do not exist. That being said, the real issue here is not so much this absolute nonsense behind the reasoning why people want to be gun owners, but rather the overall attitude that the left has for gun owners. I wonder how they feel about it now in the era of Leland Yee. In the mind of the left, people who support gun rights are not people who respect the Constitution, but instead militant extremists looking to hunt down the New World Order and who don't care if kids are gunned down in school. Quite condescending, and it's only gotten worse over the last 10 years. But do you know why? Do you know why it's getting worse? Allow me. Because they've lost the debate. And they don't like it. It started 10 years ago when the assault weapon ban sunsetted. Everybody that was anti-gun came out of the woods and said, there will be blood in the streets. It will be chaos. Of course, that didn't happen. It continued on in the states as more of them became carry states. Then they had two Supreme Court decisions, which, although for us that are Second Amendment purists, we look at them and say, wow, they really didn't go far enough. For them, it was like being hit in the head with a claw hammer. And it continues today. In Illinois, you've got judges appointed by Obama saying, you can't do that anymore. In California, the Ninth Circuit says you can't, they don't have to show you just cause for self-defense. Self-defense is something you do spontaneously. In between all of these things, what they try to do is they try to make out like mass shootings happen all the time. Like the rampage shooter is just something in the water, just making it happen left, right, and center. They take and lump gangbangers in with children and say, this has got to stop. And yet, with all of this misinformation, with all of this absolute outright lying that they do, they have failed. And they have failed because when this comes up, you guys get taller than they can get because you deal with the truth. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to pnwarms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
And welcome back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. I talked a little bit last week about the case between the ATF and about the Innovator Stabilizer break. And how that was ruled against. How the ATF classification was ruled against by the United States District Court for the District of Columbia. And I didn't emphasize how big this is. Because this is big. Now, what is the stabilizer break? The stabilizer break is like the battle cop to a certain degree. It's a pretty, but it's much more complicated. It's a very complicated device. It has two internal ported manifolds that redirect gas perpendicular to the bore. And it's encapsulated by two outer shells that direct the blast forward. All of the noise is coming out the front around the bullet as it exits the break. At the end of the break is a device that adds turbulence to the forward expanding gases, which I would presume reduces the felt recoil as a result of dumping all this gas forward. Mm-hmm. When you look at the blueprints for this, this is very, very, I can't imagine how much this thing, how much this thing has to cost. The idea with the stabilizer brake is to redirect, not reduce, overall noise, and it pushes noise and the blast of the internal brake components forward of the shooter. So basically, there's nothing coming out the sides. Everything's coming out the front. When you fire the gun, if you're in front of it, it sounds louder. If you fire it and you're behind it, well, it doesn't sound as loud. It's somewhat similar to the Furfran's concussion reduction device, but much more complex. The ATF ruled that the brakes components were the same to a ported inner tube, an expansion chamber, and an end cap, which are characteristics of known firearm silencers. These are the infamous three characteristics, three of the six. The ruling flatly states that the decision to classify the stabilizer brake are solely upon the physical characteristics of the device under examination. Sort of like the polymer lowers from EP Armory and the Ares Armor Raid. Now, the firearms technology branch, also more famous now thanks to the EP Armory and Ares Armor Raid, they utilize state-of-the-art sound metering equipment, and these tests do not affect the classification of any item. Well, what it boils down to in this ruling, when the ATF decided to slap this regulation down, it's basically a silencer is what the ATF says a silencer is, even if it doesn't make a gun quieter. And here comes Judge John Bates finding otherwise. A major part of this decision is based on the Administrative Procedure Act, which requires that courts overturn discretionary findings or rulings by government agencies if they are not backed up with standards, investigation, or procedure. Now, to give you an idea of what that's talking about, that would mean that all of you open carriers in Texas could not be arrested because they would not be telling you what a safe manner for carrying your weapon is, what a non-threatening manner for carrying your weapon is. Everybody gets arrested for carrying in a threatening manner and disorderly conduct. The Administrative Procedure Act, which is one thing I'm going to ask, we'll be joined by the guys from Texas Law Shield. This is supposed to deal with these discretionary findings. While the ATF has a responsibility to define a silencer, the because we say so approach to the decision, the court was required by law to throw out the ATF classification. On top of that, the court found out that the ATF does have equipment to test silencers, but they chose not to. That made their ruling arbitrary and capricious. Shush, shush, shush. But it goes a little deeper than that. Judge Bates went out of his way to find every flaw in their method and went so far as to question whether or not the ATF even has the ability to define what a silencer is. Now, me just sitting here thinking about this, and I've never built one of these things. It's been years since I shot one. I would think that a silencer takes the report of a gun when it is fired, the bang, and reduces it to a threshold below so many decibels. That's what I would think. And they do have this sound metering equipment that they could do that. The ATF just went by the physical characteristics of the three of six. And Bates made a very good comparison. He compares this to a bullhorn. He said a bullhorn might redirect noise away from the speaker's mouth, but nobody would say it was diminishing the sound produced by the speaker. Just the opposite. He pointed out that they did not check the device for any muffling capacity. He pointed out that there could be a silencer, the world's greatest silencer, that eliminated 100% of the sound. If it relied on a novel or innovative design that did not contain many physical characteristics that are characteristics of known firearm silencer, in fact, it would be the reimagination of the silencer, the redesign of it. Based on what they're saying it would be, it would not be classified a silencer or a suppressor, because it doesn't have any of these six physical characteristics. That was a wide open hole that nobody, I mean, right now, everybody that does these things should be out there right this minute reimagining these things. If that's the way they're going to go. And this, their approach, once again, their approach to the way they view things, the ATF, leaves Innovator and a lot of other manufacturers guessing. Because they never know from one day to the next because they haven't set standards. In other words, they're not saying, well, you can use a, you can pay the tax stamp on an oil filter if it brings the noise level down to this amount of decibels, which would should really be the only thing they're concerned with is the noise level. Now, the ATF came back with this argument, and it's a very novel argument. Their job, they have the right and responsibility to enforce the law, and their decisions are final. Its policies are de facto legal, and the courts are required to enforce this law. Judge Bates came packed for this little ditty. He cited the Chevron case, which holds that first always is whether the question of whether Congress has spoken directly to the precise question at issue. If the intent of Congress is clear, that is the end of the matter for the court as well as the agency. They must give effect to the unambiguously expressed content of Congress. If the court determines Congress has not directly addressed the precise question, the court does not simply impose its own construction of the statute. If the statute is silent or ambiguous with respect to the specific question, the issue for the court is whether the agency's answer is based on a permissible construction of the statute. In other words, you just can't make it up as you go. Bates challenged the very notion in the Innovator Enterprises versus ATF case that they're enforcing any congressional mandate at all. He said, and he referred to the 2007 study of criminal use of firearm silencers that cites the 1934 congressional debates, provide no explanation about why silencers are licensed. He finds, for him, it's difficult to determine what exactly Congress was concerned about in deciding to regulate silencers at the federal level. So, this is big. This is big. If this could be built upon, there's no telling where this could go. And the fact that he brought these things up, how many criminals actually use suppressors or silencers besides in the movies? Can anybody cite for me a case where one of these things was used? Where they caught him with it? I would imagine there's that many of them out there. But according to Judge Bates, the stabilizer break is what Innovator Enterprises says it is, at least for now. But they'll be back. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm legal defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Cube.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
Bill Frady, Bald and Dangerous.
And welcome back. On a Monday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. Ever since Katrina, and I talked about this last week too, ever since Katrina happened, government sort of showed themselves what they're really like when the chips are down. And we've seen it many times. In the event of a real emergency, not one that where they roll out the MRAPs and everything to go serve a warrant on somebody that did credit card theft. In the event of a real, natural, widespread, catastrophic thing happening around you, tornado, riots, whatever, the police pull back. They're not there. They're outmatched. They're outmanned. They're outgunned. They shrink into the background. And you have this Florida bill. And I'm loath to say it, but you have this Florida bill, which would allow concealed carry for all citizens during emergencies. that would suspend or supersede the need to actually have one issued. As if somehow self-defense needs legislation. The need for self-defense requires legislation to be put in play. And some of the objections that have been raised have been by the Senate Military and Veterans Affairs Space and Domestic Security Committee. Now, here's the thing. I don't give a rip what some committee, these little nervous Nellies out there saying, well, we don't think, what's up, CWW? I don't think that they should be allowed to have guns in the event of their emergency. It's going to be chaotic enough. Big deal, pal. I'm sure if they come through your front door trying to take whatever you've got when the looting begins, that you're just going to sit back and say, you know, this is so barbaric, and I'm not contributing to it by blowing you out of your socks with a medieval gun. Now, during a declared state of emergency, like when a hurricane is coming in, and you've got hundreds of miles of coastline that are trying to evacuate and get out of the way of this thing. In Florida, for example, there's been no less since 2000, there's been no less than 63 tropical or subtropical cyclones that have affected Florida, more than any other state. Under current law in Florida, it is lawful to carry a concealed weapon without a permit as long as it's a stun gun, defense spray, or device other than a gun, which would require a permit. They also suffered a roadblock from the state's National Guard, where Captain Terrence Gorman, general counsel for the Florida Department of Military Affairs, said in committee, when people aren't thinking clearly, they probably shouldn't have a weapon shoved in the back of their pants, especially when you're talking about thousands of people who need to be evacuated from an area. Captain Gorman, you're a moron. You are a moron. People do not blind, you know, I don't see, you know, I'm in South Carolina where we also have coastline and where we don't have as many of these declared states of emergency and where we also have the passages of egress away from the bad stuff clogged when it happens. And somehow or another, when we backwoods South Carolinians have that happen, we don't go on shooting sprees. Now, Gorman's statement was quickly disputed by the state's adjutant general with a caveat that Captain Terrence Gorman is not authorized to speak for the Department of Military Affairs on legislative issues. Department of Military Affairs supports Senate Bill 296. Indeed, Captain. You know, I served under many captains, and captains on a company level are commanders. When you get into the level of not being in charge of a company or not being with a company, or not being in a battalion, when you're just out there with, you know, some overseeing group, you are a coffee maker. Fetch the coffee, Captain Torrance, or Captain Gorman, and shut up. I want you to picture this. You get this order to grab what you can carry and to get your family and get out to save your lives. Leave your belongings behind. Leave your dog behind. Run and save your own lives. You should not be deprived of the right to take your firearm with you to protect yourself or your family. If that order ever comes here, you can't imagine what I'm going to be carrying. You can't imagine what I carry when I drive more than 2 hours away from the house. I'm not so much worried about what they do declare as what they could declare. These kind of laws should be the law of the land for any of these coastal states that may have this happen. There should be no procedure to seize guns from citizens when the cops decide to come back Well, we're going to pull back, but of course we'll be back for you and your guns. Yeah, come on. Now, right now in Florida, the SB 296 is temporarily postponed. And you know what? let me just say that, you know, I'm a military veteran, very, very proud military veteran. I'm proud to have served you, the country. I did it voluntarily. I would do it again if I could physically do it. And the people I served under and with, I found to be very honorable men. But you know what? You know what the military's job is? The military's job is to bring hell upon an enemy of the United States. It is not to sit out there and muse out loud as to what people should and shouldn't be able to do. Their job is to back up the Constitution. They are the tip of the spear backing up the Constitution. And they need to stay. If you want to get into political policy, quit the military, get elected to office, and then influence political policy. It is not your place, military. This coming from one of your own. You don't let ordinary soldiers talk about political matters. You don't take up political matters. What on earth are you doing insinuating yourself in a political discussion that should not take place in the first place? Oh, gosh. I simply love these mealy-mouthed, scared-to-death of citizens, people, with their unfounded fears, that are surrounded by guns every day. When these military people, they go off post in Florida with more than 1 million concealed carry permits. I don't even know how many people are in Florida. But let's see, there's 15 million. That's 1 in 15 of them are carrying a gun. And 250,000 of them are women. Beyond that, and you know, depending on where they are, they could be literally surrounded by them. And they never know it because they're all law-abiding citizens. And they're not going to stop being law-abiding citizens just because they're told to evacuate. All to appease our heroes in law enforcement and the military. Not necessarily the rank and file. Because the rank and file, they actually believe in the oath. But when they start ascending into the ranks, especially officers, when they start ascending into the ranks where they're getting away from the troops and they can go semi-political, well, then we see their true nature. And when we see their true nature, that's when you gotta, those guys need to be slapped down. Hello, my name is Terrence Gorman, Captain Florida National Guard. We don't like you having guns. Well, first of all, Captain, call me sir, damn it. Let's go into the next hour, shall we? We'll be right back. Should be joined by the people from Texas Law Shield. We'll pick it up on the other side on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.